You got questions? Andrew Mason has the answers. This is Mason's Mailbag, presented by Prime Sport.
Out here on the practice field at Dove Valley for Mason's Mailbag, the first week of free agency edition. I'm Andrew Mason. Thanks, as always, for joining me. And let's dive right in with this question from Len Johnson, who asks, quite simply, why have the Broncos not been as active in free agency as in past years? Well, it's a very simple answer. You know, they did make some moves. If you go back to December, starting there with Chris Harris signing a five-year, potentially $42.5 million deal. And then you have Von Miller. They picked up the fifth-year option on him. They actually made that decision last year. That bumped him up to over $9 million under the salary cap. And then they franchised Demaryius Thomas. That's another $12.8 million under the salary cap for this year. So you know, those are three key components that they kept around that weren't necessarily under contract for 2015. I say necessarily in the case of Miller, since it was a contract option. And, you know, you look at those expenditures and, you know, all of a sudden you've got those, you've got, you know, raises for guys like TJ Ward coming out, you know, based on the way his contract was structured. And that's going to chew up a lot of cap room. Even though Peyton Manning had the restructure that put $4 million back in there, you have the cap issue, you have cash, because everything that's guaranteed has to be put in escrow. That's a big consideration as well. And don't forget, you've got the rookie pool that, you know, the Broncos, they're hoping to have 10 draft picks in this year's draft because of the addition of compensatory selections, which we'll learn about here in the next couple of weeks. And, you know, that could be a rookie pool of about $6 million. And so you take that, you take what they had to do to replace Julius Thomas in signing Owen Daniels and re-signing Virgil Green. And, you know, the two of them on an average per year basis, that's going to be nearly $7 million for the two of them, although they won't count for that much under this year's cap. And, you look around and then you've got to keep some room for future signings. I mean, yeah, you brought in Vance Walker. It's going to be about $2 million under the cap. And with the rookie pool, you're looking at having about between six and seven million left after all those are done. But at the same time, you've got to keep a few million in reserve just in case you have guys get hurt. You have to bring guys in the preseason, during the season. We've seen that in past years. So, you know, the Broncos were as active as their cap situation would allow. But the key thing to remember is to go back to the original point. Chris Harris, Demaryius Thomas, Von Miller. Keeping those three guys took a lot of resources, took a lot under the cap, and really are the, you know, you look at the guys the Broncos lost, and it's tough. Yeah, it's tough to lose Julius Thomas, Orlando Franklin, Raheem Moore, Terrence Knighton, but are those guys better than the ones the Broncos managed to keep? Von Miller, three-time Pro Bowler. Chris Harris went to the Pro Bowl last year. Demaryius Thomas, three-time Pro Bowler, who began becoming elite when Tim Tebow was the quarterback. I think it was more important to make sure you kept those guys. You had to prioritize. You had to make tough choices. And that's the way it is under a salary cap. And now the Broncos rely on some more affordable alternatives and some in-house alternatives to replace the guys they lost. Second question of the week. It's from the submission form at DenverBroncos.com from Michael Carr. And he wants to know, in your opinion, are the Broncos putting too much reliance on Brock Osweiler for post-Peyton Manning? Well, they're putting as much reliance as you reasonably can on him. I wouldn't say it's too much. I mean, in general, you don't have multiple quarterbacks potentially, you know, in the assembly line that are coming forward. You want to, you know, have that one guy, and you want to groom him and see where he goes. But that being said, you know, it's going to be interesting to see what happens going forward. You know, you got Zach Dyser on the roster, but also you're going into the draft. The Broncos are in a position where they may want to add a quarterback with a potential for 10 draft picks, as I mentioned in the first response, because of the compensatory picks. So that may give the Broncos a window to add a quarterback. I mean, let's say hypothetically that Peyton Manning decides to come back for the fifth year of his contract. Well, that would mean that Brock Osweiler would hit unrestricted free agency next year while Peyton Manning was still on the roster. So at that point, you'd assume that Osweiler would move on because someone would give him an opportunity to compete for the starting job, and then you'd be starting from zero as far as your developmental quarterback situation goes. The other thing to consider, frankly, is if Manning only plays this year but plays the entire season, you know, are you any closer knowing about Brock Osweiler because he doesn't have extensive game repetitions? That's something that even John Elway has mentioned in the recent past is that, for all Osweiler's work on the practice field, you don't know until he gets in the game. So I wouldn't say it's too much. It's about the right emphasis. But that being said, it would not surprise me if they get into the draft this year and add another quarterback, maybe as early as the second day, in case either A, Brock Osweiler doesn't develop, or B, the window for Brock Osweiler isn't right relative to the Broncos, assuming Peyton Manning decides to come back for the 2016 season, which is a possibility. I think a lot of people have dismissed that offhand, but if Manning goes out in 2015, has a great season, for all we know, he may decide to come back for 2016. So that's something the Broncos have to consider going forward. Thanks for your questions. As always, you can hit me up on Twitter. I'm at Mace Denver. Use the hashtag AskMace, or you can go to denverbroncos.com/Mason's Mailbag and ask your question there. Until next time, take care, and thanks for watching.